Welcome to another episode on The Huba Show. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining into the program today. My motto is sit back, relax, listen, and enjoy. I think that's pretty good. Any questions or comments while you listen to the show or any of the other podcasts on my website, hubertshow.com, hubertshow.com, hubertshow.com. The email for me is podcast@hubashow.com. podcast@hubashow.com. We're going to get right into it. Last night, I was on a popular domain name forum. It's been around for years. Many, many years. It's called namepros.com. And I was going through some old threads that were on there. And I came across somebody. This was back in like 2014, 13, somewhere in there. I was looking up really old threads because one of the things I like to do, I buy and sell domain names. In fact, if you go to my website, I put a page up there the other night. I own a lot more domain names, but I put a lot of the ones up there that are highly sought after or rare. Okay, I only put up about half the ones I actually own. Some of them, there's a handful I didn't put up that I won't put up that aren't for sale, but I'll get around to putting the other ones up as well. One of the things that I'm going to do, and this is something that nobody else in the whole world's doing. Now, I know that's kind of, you know, you think about it, so well, you know, Pat, there's a lot of people out there in the world. Yeah, but I'm pretty sure what I'm about to tell you hasn't been done and is not being done. And I'll tell you why. I'll go into some in-depth analysis of that in a few minutes. But first, I want to get to this thread that I saw on namepros.com, and basically it was somebody that authored a post saying that you're better off buying domain names from people that already have them. And I had to reread it a couple of times. I'm thinking to myself, what is this guy talking about? And basically this long wordy paragraph in short is basically, don't buy domain names that you find available for reg fee. Buy them from other people that already have them. And that is, this is somebody that obviously doesn't know what they're doing, all right? Because I've been in the domain business as a side hustle for years, since the mid-90s. And I can remember finding domain names before I really knew what I was looking at, what the value of what I was looking at was, where it was going to be in the future, as far as, you know, website addresses. Everything was so new in the 90s. There was nothing prior that we could kind of relate it to. You know, so when, you know, and I can remember back when one person every, you know, two or three blocks or every few miles had a computer, and it was probably a Packard Bell because they hit hard back in the day. Packard Bell, Dell was big. I think that came out after Packard Bell, but Packard Bell and, oh, what the heck is the other brand? It was another brand. I forget what it was. Anyway, Packard Bell and something else. Anyway. It was probably like, HP. HP was out there too. And then Dell, you know, basically. So anyway, what I'm trying to say is back then, there were so many more names available. And I remember looking at names that were worth, went on to sell for millions of dollars and hundreds of thousands of dollars, six, seven figures, easy. And the very first domain name that I ever bought was localexplore.com. Localexplore.com. And it was L-O-C-A-L with an X, because I was being fancy and arty, xplore.com. And the idea behind that website idea that I had back in the mid-90s was basically what Google Maps will do for you today. If you type into Google, basically, I wanted people that ran businesses out of their homes, businesses that weren't, that might not have had the money or the funds to get online. Because back in the day, if you wanted a merchant account, you were going to pay through the nose. I can remember thinking to myself, how is anybody going to thrive on this internet when these transaction fees are absolutely outrageous? And I think they had membership fees and monthly fees, whether you use it or not. They just feed you to death. I remember it being very expensive, very, very expensive. And the alternative was to get transactions online was having a PayPal account. And most people have dibble-dabbled with PayPal long enough to know that it's legit, okay? I've heard of some stories here and there with PayPal, but for most of us that aren't buying things that cost thousands and thousands of dollars, PayPal works. Or you could use escrow.com. But what I'm getting at is that the web, I wanted to have a website back in the mid-90s that allowed users to go through, and basically businesses could come to me or go through my website to tell other people about where they are in town, localexplore.com. It was basically like the early version, the very, very early version of what you have now. When you look at Google Maps, it'll pop up, everything will populate. It'll show you where the sushi bars are, where a burger place is, or hardware stores, carpet places, audio, whatever. Wherever you are, you just, you know, you do your location, and you can go out like a radius of, say, 3 or 4 miles. And it'll show you all the places in that area that you're at physically at that point. Excuse me. And that is basically what I was trying to do long, long, long before the things that we have now. That leads me into the domain name stuff that I'm trying to tell you guys about here. Now, when somebody was telling me, or when I was reading that paragraph the other night about this guy that basically was saying, hey, you know, if you find a name that's available for reg fee, it's probably no good because the good ones are already taken. And that is such BS. That is so far from the truth. I find names all the time that surprise me. And sometimes I'll call my friends. I said, you'll never believe what I found. That's like somebody saying, well, you know, back in the gold rush, all the gold is mined out of the ground. Yeah, a lot of it was, but you can still go pan for gold all over the country in different parts of the world. I mean, heck, they have an Alaskan show. It's a Gold Rush? Is it Gold Rush or Gold Alaskan Gold? Something like that. It's on the Discovery Channel. And basically, you got these guys up there, and they all have sites that they excavate and look for gold during certain times of the year up in Alaska. So I kind of equate it to that, or kind of relate it to that, to put it in terms that most people will be able to understand. So when I read that, I thought to myself, this guy is so full of it. He doesn't know what he's talking about. And I'm not going to get into an argument with somebody over a threat. I mean, that's, you know, especially something that was many years ago, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago. But what's interesting about looking at some of these old threads on namepros.com is the foresight that people had. If you go back and look at threads from like 2007, 2008, people talking about names are getting there. Then that we're going, say, for $300 or $400 a piece that are now worth, you know, $4,000 or $5,000 a piece. And even myself, there's names that I've let go over the years. Because at one time I had about 500 domain names in my portfolio, and they were very expensive to maintain or to re-register every year if you didn't have people buying them from you. And very rarely would I have people, I mean, I have sold names before, that where people actually contacted me, but most of the time, the success that I've had, and I just do it on the side once in a while if I get, you know, the bite for it, you know, the drive for it, you know, whatever you want to call it, and I'll seek people out. I'll go to Google, I'll go to different websites and stuff, and find somebody that might like this acronym, or that might like this other name. Like down in Florida here, there's boat and RV places everywhere. Everywhere. And they must all be making money because their lots are huge and they're always full of great inventory. You can ride by them all over the place. They're up and down 95, I-10, up and down. No, not A1A. It's too close to the beach. Not up in Jacksonville area anyway. But they're scattered all over the place. And if you go down 95 towards St. Augustine, and like through Daytona, they're all over the place down there. I mean, they are just, they must be making money hand over fist. So when when I was looking up names, I found a whole bunch of RV and boat names. I thought to myself, I can't believe these are not taken. And the problem is, see, here's the one of the things you guys got to realize. When somebody has, let's say, for example, you don't even have to have hundreds of domain names. You just have to have a few. And if somebody in your IT department gets fired or quits or whatever, or moves on, gets a better opportunity, you might not know, you might not be savvy enough to realize, hey, let me check on my domain names and see when they're going to renew. And that's where I come in. My skills, listen, it's a very, very tedious process. When you're sitting down for 6 hours looking for names, and sometimes you might not find any for months at a time that are worthy of registering. I always get a kick out of people that, you know, especially you can tell somebody who's really new in the game, because they'll have names that don't make any sense at all. Like, you know, like I think I saw one, the what was it? Something Gorilla. The Gorilla Cleaner or something. Just really obscure stuff. It'll have like, you know, here's a good one. Well, there was a lot of Bitcoin ones that came out. It was like, you know, Bitcoin 2, the number 2 U investment group. I mean, stuff that you wouldn't even, things that are, I wouldn't even pay less than a dollar for. I wouldn't even want if it was free. I wouldn't even want to have to re-register it or to pay the reg fee on it. So there's a lot of names out there that are available. You just have to sit down and think. Like I said, it's a very tedious process. It can take months before you find a name that you want to buy. And I have about 400,000 names on lists that basically have added to and subtracted from over the years. They're my own personal domain lists. So here's the thing. You could look up names today and do the same thing, run the same list tomorrow and see 3 or 4 that weren't available the day before. And another thing, too, that I discovered back in the summertime, oddly enough, I discovered a name that was showing available on a competing website from GoDaddy, or a competing website of GoDaddy's. And I called GoDaddy up and I said, hey, this name is available to buy at this other competing register company. Why isn't it available through you guys? Because I'm really confused, because I wanted to get the name. And I wanted to use my GoDaddy discount because I've been with them for so long. I've basically been with GoDaddy since they started. You know, so I get, you know, little things here and there that maybe, I mean, it's nothing really crazy. It's not like, you know, I'm getting names for a dollar or anything like that. But, you know, I'm part of their domain club. And that basically, I think it's $100 a year. And you save like 50 to 75% off of names. So it's definitely worth its while. And there are a couple of little perks to that as well. Let's say, for example, and I actually had somebody, actually I won't even mention their name or what company they work for, but they told me that if you join and you get the domain, if you buy the a membership for the year into the domain discount club, let's say you, how do I explain this? The way that you do it, okay, so for example, let's say you had 10 or 20 names that you wanted to buy. And you wanted to buy them for 10 years and then cancel your membership or not renew it the following year, you still have those names at the discounted rate. It's not like you have to maintain your membership in order to keep those if you bought them for longer than your membership. So what I'm saying, we'll just keep it real easy. You buy a domain name. Let's say right now you go to GoDaddy and you get the domain discount club membership. It's $100, okay? Now you go out and you buy 2 or 3 domain names in your GoDaddy account and you put 10 years on them. Well, now the following year, you don't renew your membership. You're not going to pay the difference in the 9 years left on each name because you bought those the whole block of time while you had your membership. So it's a cool little way if you really wanted to, I don't know, if you wanted to kind of skirt around a couple of fees, you could do it like that. So what makes a good name? After saying all the things I just said about domain names, what makes a good domain name? Well, that's not a really easy question to answer. And here's why. All right, here's why. Because when you have a domain name, there are things, there are, let's see, methods that might not work for a type of domain name that you're looking for. and vice versa. And what I mean by that is, let's say, for example, somebody says, hey, you know what, three-worded domain names, too long. For example, let's say you were going to get DaytonaBeachPizzeria.com. Well, that's okay if DaytonaPizza.com was taken. Now, some names, some people say, and here's another thing that drives me nuts about domainers too, is that there's a lot of people out there that believe the .net and .org are no good. There's so many people out there that are brainwashed to think if you don't have .com, don't even bother getting a name. And that's a great way to think, because then I'll scoop them up. But, I mean, I've certainly unloaded .nets before. I don't remember if I sold a .org, but I always found .coms and .nets, so I didn't have to go and get the .orgs until recently. Somebody is buying up, because let me tell you guys, there's certain combinations I run. There's hundreds of thousands of names that I check on weekly, and somebody is buying the combinations up, making these certain combinations much more rare. All right. So when you have, and by the way, all the .coms and two, and well, one as well, but that's a given. One, two, three, four, and probably five letters are pretty much taken. All the one, twos, and threes, and fours are definitely taken. There's still fives left, but you're going to get really junky letters, you know, like QQXTX or something, versus, you know, ABCDEFG. By the way, I will say one of the names, there's a few names over the years, like back in the day, long time ago, like in the mid 90s, late 90s, that I really wish I could have bought them for like $8 or $9 or $10 to $20 a piece, but I didn't. And I really wish I had, because they were really cool. I didn't realize what I was really dealing with until much later on the internet, as far as domain names went. But I mean, later on, I mean like the late 90s. By that time, it was too late to get some of the real good names still. But I had ABCDEFGHIJKLMNOPQRSTUVWXYZ.com. And just to have that would be such a conversation piece. And I wish I grabbed it, because I was so close. You guys, I actually was one mouse click away from getting it. That name, I would love to have it. Very, very cool conversational piece. Anyway, onto .orgs. Now, there's certain combinations of letters that are worth more than others. For example, if you go to my website, in fact, you can go to my website, you don't have to go to hubershow.com. I mean, that's where I tell everybody to go, but all my domain names are pointed to my website. And so basically, I'm gathering traffic from my domain names while my names sit to be purchased. It's the both sides of the coin. You're having your cake and you're eating it too. All right. So if you go to my website, I couldn't believe this one was available. Again, people out there, you know, say .nets and .orgs are no good, just get .com. No, I'm telling you right now, there are a lot of organizations out there that will buy a .org before they buy a .com, if their name is available, because they could be a nonprofit. You know, hey, we're the, we're the cancer group. You know, the cancer group dot, we don't want .com, we want .org. Sometimes they'll buy them all if they're available. But sometimes if people have a choice and they have an organization, especially medical field, oh my God, everybody wants a .org. So it takes a long time to really be to understand how all of this works. It's not something you can learn overnight by any stretch of the imagination. And you have to really love what you're doing, because like I said, I've spent years running lists or looking names up before I get it, before somebody forgets to register it. And not only that, but when they forget to register it, now it has to go through, you know, a redemption period. It has to go through a drop. You know, the names become backordered. So there's a lot that takes place when somebody fails to re-register a name that they had. But there's literally tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of names every week that people have to sift through. And it can be very tedious. Very tedious. I've done it before. It's kind of a, I don't want to say it's a pain in the butt, because it's, I just prefer, I love the feeling of finding a domain name that is available, or having the foresight of looking at names of things that we're going to experience down the road, like voice. Voice devices are really big right now. Voice is going to be so big in the future. So I bought a lot of voice names. And you can look at some of them, and some of them are .com and some of them are .net. I'm okay with the .net. And here's why. Here's why. The only I've been burned on names before. I've had handfuls of .mobi, which is .mobi. When that came out, everybody was like, "Oh my God, .mobi, the mobile world." Yeah, the mobile world took off without the .mobi. .com, .net, and .org still remain the kings and queens of the internet. .com will always be king. But if you find a really good name and it's in .org or .net, grab it. Do not listen to what other people say, because I'm telling you right now, I found combinations this week that blew my mind away that should have been taken and they weren't. So I got them. And you can look through my domain names and you'll see what I'm talking about. Look at the .orgs, L-O-O-O.org. First of all, there's only about 1,300 combinations. Actually, there's less than that if you just only count premium letters. You're only premium letters only. And what I mean by that, what makes a premium letter? Premium letter would be like A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Anything besides Q and Z and like even J's. Although J can be good depending on a few things. But you want to stay away from Q and Z's. And V's. Some people don't like W's. I happen to like W's. I think W is a cool letter. Definitely have. But if you look at my website, you'll see. And there's so you're only looking at about 800, maybe 700 or 800 combinations of premium letters. If you're looking for triple letters in a four character name. Like L-O-O-O.org. Those are all premium letters. And O, there's many things that O can represent, many other words it can represent. The triple letters are all gone in .com, all gone in .net, and there's only a handful left for .org. Now, there's other names that you look, if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see pairs of names, pairs, repeating sets of letters, like ddoo.org or kkll, or what was it, kkpp.org. Those are very difficult to find. They're all gone in .net. They're all gone in .com. And I used to not really like .orgs too much. But I've changed over the last couple of years, man, maybe 3 or 4 years, go back a little farther. I've changed my tune on them. Because at one point, I only wanted .coms and .nets. I said, .org, you know, the heck with that. But I've seen some really good .org sales, many .org sales over the last couple of years. And that's really changed my tune about it, one of the things. But also, as I learned more about it, and here's another thing, too, that's cool, is as you're looking up names, like the sky's the limit. Whatever you're creating, you're only bound by your creativity and your imagination. Because I could sit in a room in your house and spend hours looking up domain names just based on the things that I see in your house. For example, let's say you're a baker, because I own bakeclub.org. Let's say you're a baker, right? You have all kinds of little utensils and baking equipment. I'll start plucking and baking names. Baking soda, .com, .net, .org, or baking, you know, baking pans. Start using words. This is where it gets to the tedious process of buying domain names and searching them out. The hardest part about all of this is searching the names out. I mean, just the rigor involved can turn thousands and thousands of people away once they realize how hard it is. See, and that's not like I know where to look. I enjoy it. I've been doing it so long. And I think one of the biggest driving forces behind me finding domain names is the fact that I found names that went to sell for millions of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know, 20 years ago, that I hesitated to buy. And that's one of the big driving forces behind me. And I've refined my search skills. The process, the tedious, the rigor, all, it's not even like you're training yourself. I mean, you might to a degree. I guess you would be a little bit. You're definitely conditioning yourself to sit down and start thinking and plugging away. And sometimes you'll get on a roll. You might find four or five names, and now you're like inspired to find more. And you put, you know, what a lot of times what I'll do when I find names, because I'm so good at it, is that I'll start finding the ones that I'm finding available. And then I'll refine it from there. I might find like, say, 30 on a night, but I might only buy like two or three of them. But I'll still save that list because I'll think about it in the back of my mind. You know, maybe this one would be better or would be a good name to buy as well. And I might go back in a few days and grab it. Now on to what I was going to talk about a little earlier. This kind of is a good segue. One of the things that I'm good, this is the one of the directions that I want to take my podcast, because I love domain names so much. I love finding them. I just love doing it. Because it's the first step on the web. You're not going to have a presence on the web. And you know what's amazing to me too is how many businesses out there have horrible domain names that don't even have they might not have the knowledge or the know-how or the technical mind to be able to go in and find a name that's better than what they have. I can't even tell. First of all, I'll be the first one to say it right now on my show here. You'll never, ever see me buying a hyphenated domain name. I don't care what it is. I will never buy a hyphenated name. In fact, when I was a broadcaster, there was a company. Oh, God, what was it? Something dash. Oh, I think it was a casino in New York. And their domain name had a hyphen in it. Somebody, I can't even believe it. Well, you know, without getting too far off topic here, they did have a hyphen, and I remember hearing it on the radio. It was like, you know, turning-stone.com. It was Turning Stone. And it was dash. It wasn't D-A-S-H. They were trying to say hyphen. And I thought to myself, that's the one time where I heard a hyphenated name that I could not get through. I mean, why wouldn't you pay the money? You're a casino. It's not like you're assembling Barbie dolls out of your house for a few bucks and you don't have the money to go out and buy more names. You know what I mean? So and that's just one of the reasons why I stay away from hyphenated names. It's too hard. If your business takes off, it's too hard to tell people that there's a hyphen in it. Stay away from them. Stay away from hyphens. Oh, my God. If you don't take anything else away from this show, just know that hyphenated names are no good. And you heard it here. And if anybody wants to dispute that with me, feel free to send me an email, podcast@hubashow.com. podcast@hubashow.com. So now I'll talk about what I'm trying to get to here is the fact that the direction I want to take my podcast, aside from general entertainment, because people ask me all the time, what's your podcast about? It's general entertainment. I'm not the kind of person, first of all, I'm not the kind of person that could just sit down and talk about one specific niche endlessly for years on end. I can talk about all kinds of stuff. My knowledge pool is vast. Can't talk about basketball or hockey or baseball to save my life. Well, that's okay, because there's other people out there that could care less about domain names. To me, it's digital real estate. And that's what I love about it, is that you are basically locking up and securing a piece of the internet. And all you need is one good name that somebody with a lot of money wants, or you think of it first before it becomes mainstream, okay? That's why you always got to be on the prowl for new technology or new ways or methods or direction that society is headed. For example, actually, here, I'll talk about another name real quick. I just got so much to say about this, guys. If you look, if you go to my website, you look at the domain names, you go down to where my list is, you'll see gunadvocates.org. I was absolutely floored that was available. That's a great .org to have. And the other thing, too, is you can find names. See, here's this is another thing that people don't think about. I never hear anybody talk about this, you guys. You can buy a name that maybe an anti, for example, gunadvocates.org. Okay, I'm very pro Second Amendment, but I would still sell that name to somebody that's anti-gun. If they want to give me what I want for the name, absolutely. I'm here to turn these names around. Some names I'll sit on that will never be for sale because they're sentimental to me or they have a lot of meaning or value to me, and there's no price that I would ever sell them for. Well, that's not one of them. If you're an organization that came to me and said, hey, we want to buy gunadvocates.org so that real gun advocates can't get it, that's fine with me. I don't care. I just want to sell the name. I would prefer to sell it to somebody, to a group that's pro-gun, but I don't care if an anti-gun organization or group wants to buy pro-gun domain names, they have all the right to do it. And I would be perfectly fine selling them a domain name like that. Just like I would be perfectly fine finding anti-gun domain names and selling them to pro-gun advocates and pro-gun groups. So it's a really interesting way to look at the dynamics of domain names. It's not just, hey, I'm going to find the next burger.com. You know, I'm going to find those million-dollar domain names. You really have to get lucky for something like that to happen. 20 years ago, it would probably be much easier, but now it's much more difficult for something like that to happen. But I mean, I look, there's names out there that are worth high six figures that people have owned for 30 years. There was a guy that had a website, because what I'll do too is I'll go around, I'll find names that are taken, and then I'll go to Who Is, and I'll look the people up, and sometimes I'll email them. Again, this is the very tedious side of domain names that most people have no desire whatsoever to do. Even if I show them and bring them down the path, they realize how tedious it is. You have to love this. And I love domain names so much. It's not work to me, and it's effortless to me. It's fun and exciting. You never know what's behind the next door, the next name, or, you know, when did somebody get this? I was just looking at it last night. This is a hypothetical. I was just looking at a name last night. I was thinking about it. I went back today. It was taken. I looked at it. It was somebody in Minnesota. I would love to be able to, like, strike up conversations, call them up, be like, hey, how you doing? Yeah, I was looking at this name, too. It's cool that you got it, but, like, why did you get it? Like, how long were you looking at it for? Names have disappeared right in front of me. I've refreshed screens before and have watched names disappear right in front of my face. So it's a very real thing. But I love doing it. Oh, God, I love doing it, you guys. All right, so without any further ado, I'm sorry I've been teasing you guys for like 35 minutes about this, but the direction I want my podcast to go is this. When I find names and I find buyers for my names, I want to go to them and interview them about acquiring the name from me. We'll talk about the sale. We'll talk about, you know, their business. And I think it would be a really awesome podcast to do. Again, it takes a lot of legwork. You're basically cold calling people and saying, hey, like, for example, one of the things that I'm trying to do here, and this is where I got the inspiration from, I own DaytonaBarbershop.com. All right. So what I did was I looked at all the barbershops, and there's probably about 25 or 30 of them at Daytona Beach. Daytona Beach, beautiful, highly visited area all year long by tourists. People from all over the world love going there. The beaches, you got Jeep Week, you got Bike Week. It's a very, very popular place to go. And the barbershops are awesome. I've looked them up in Google. So what I did was I bought DaytonaBarbershop.com, and I'm trying to sell it to one of the barbershops, and then I'm going to interview them and talk about their shop, their new name, because there's a couple names down there that I saw that are like 50 characters long. And I just want to, you know, and that's another thing. I feel good when I see a domain name that's just, that needs help, basically. And there's some down there that do need help. They have a great business. They got a beautiful shop, but they need a better name, because there's, and the problem is when you have a really long domain name, there's too many, the longer a domain name, think of it like this, the longer a domain, the more likely it is somebody's going to make a mistake typing it in. And they could be rooted to somebody else. Because there's people out there, and I've bought a few of these, I'm guilty of doing this, I own about 8 or 9 typo domain names. For example, liquor.com with an extra L. So it's LLIQUOR.com. Now people say, well, why would you do that, Pat? Because liquor is so sought after, especially with delivery services popping up. Alcohol delivery is going to be huge. It's just, it's Pandora's box now. They've opened the floodgates on it. It is spreading like wildfire. And I think a lot of it has to do with DoorDash. That's a whole nother topic. We'll get into that some other day, about how more and more the pizza delivery driver. See, back in the day, when you had, if you were a driver, a food delivery driver, you worked for either a pizza shop or maybe a Chinese restaurant that delivered. And that was it. All these other restaurants that deliver now, they do so because DoorDash is basically like a contract. It's like subcontracting delivery drivers. You don't even have to have your own staff. You can just be set up through DoorDash. I mean, it's a win-win. It's a win-win. Because when I was, I feel like I'm getting off topic now. I don't want to get off topic. We'll stick to domain names for now. But that's the direction I want my show to go, you guys. Finding names in an area, or finding businesses, and maybe getting one or two names in that area and trying to sell it to them, and then sitting down with them and basically interviewing them about the name, how I acquired it, why I acquired it, and now basically, you know, giving them the name and passing it on to them, and they'll be happy. And they don't even have to change their business. See, that's the thing what people don't realize. You know, if you find somebody a name, they don't have to change anything about their website at all. They can just point the name. Like, I've got names, all my domain names are pointed to my website. In fact, back in the day when I owned 500 names, like years ago, I had them all pointed to one page. They're all redirects. They're 301 redirects or stealth redirects. And that's what, you know, I want to explain that to people. And basically, I want to educate people about domain names by way of having them purchase a name from me. I'll interview them and make it a podcast. And I think that would be awesome. And nobody's doing it. Nobody's doing it. You've heard it here first. I'm going to be the guy to do it. And maybe that'll be my claim to fame. The domain podcast guy.com. I don't know. I'll figure that other part out. But I like the name I have, hubeshow.com. It's easy to say, hubeshow.com. You can just spit it right out. Well, thank you for tuning in to this awesome, awesome episode about domain names. I've wanted to do this for a while. I'm glad I did it. I hope you enjoyed the program. Send me an email. I love fan mail. You can, all right, here. We'll do this. you can send me an email, podcast@hubashow.com. You can find me on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter. Huba. It's just H-U-B-A. H-U-B-A. Okay? Huba on Twitter. Instagram, Huba Show. And also, you can like my Facebook page, Huba Show. All right? So go seek me out on your social media. You got me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. All right? So send me some, follow me and follow the show. Send the show around. Share it on your Facebook. Retweet my tweets. Comment on my Instagram. And, you know, you'll help my show grow. And I promise to be really entertaining. So hopefully I was in this episode. Thank you very much for tuning in. Take care. Go find a domain name.